This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is the band Parsons Field. It's a five-piece today. Antonio Alcorn, Chris Freeman, Harrison Goodale, Eric Hishman, and Max Schacken, the band Parsons Field. The new record is called Blooming Through the Black. Gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome back to Oregon. It's been a while since you were through.
Yeah.
A lot of road miles on this West Coast on a tour, isn't there?
Beautiful miles.
The band has now been together about 6 years from its early incarnation, right around 2010?
Yeah.
And where did you form?
We met in college. We were in a folk music club, and that's not really a good microcosm of the whole college community at University of Connecticut where we were, but among the 16,000 students, there were six of us that wanted to play like Pete Seeger songs and Woody Guthrie songs and even old Irish tunes and bluegrass tunes, and it was sort of mistaken as a band one day, and we were asked to open a show at a pretty legendary club in Connecticut called Toad's Place, where, you know, Bob Dylan and the Stones have all played and everybody, and so we decided not to correct them, and we slowly blurred the lines between a club and a band for a little while until we made the distinction on the other side.
Well, this is interesting. Let's talk about this folk club a little bit, because with so few people involved, obviously when you're generally putting a band together, you're kind of cherry picking the people you want to play with and you're looking for particular attributes. Mm-hmm. A club that's only got about six people, you kind of take what you got, but it has worked out very, very well for you guys.
We should clarify that there were more than six people at most meetings, but there was a hardcore group of, you know, like regulars that was, and anyone could come, you know, and you see a lot of new faces and...
There'd be a listserv that we would put out like at the beginning of a semester, and like 45 people would show up for one terrible jam that day. I usually skip the first meeting until we filtered them out.
Now, did you guys all start generally as guitar singer-songwriters yourselves, or did it naturally occur that you all tended to gravitate toward different instruments?
I don't know. I think we were all sort of playing... I don't know, the three of us sort of were playing guitar and singer-songwriter stuff.
Well,
and
I was playing mandolin.
Yeah,
really.
Mandolin.
Yeah.
So it worked out. I mean, it literally worked out in terms of finding great people to play with and the right mix of instrumentation to form a band.
Yeah, yeah. And we also found it was a few years later that we were going to record our first record, and Eric Hishman, our drummer, was actually hired as a session drummer. We didn't have a drummer at the time for the first record, and he's been with us. We recorded that album for about 2 weeks, and then he's been with us ever since.
Parsons Field, my guest, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Blooming Through the Black. We've got a five-piece in the studio. What do you guys want to play first today?
We're going to play the first track off this new record. It's called Stronger.
What I've become since you left me.
saw you drew hand till I felt just how cruel your cold blood ran. And I bit my own tongue just to see if it bleed. I said, don't mind the blood, it's just my horn on my sleeve. Since you left me, well, I've been strong since you've gone. I've been strong since you've gone. Was yours when both of our keys opened up the same door.
That is Parsons Field live today on Jefferson Public Radio, a five-piece plus what looks to be an old cassette player. Right? What is that?
All
exactly
analog.
And where did that come from? Whose idea to bring in those kinds of effects off of an old machine like that?
Oh, that was just kind of a, that's just what we have lying around. I used to use that to just record demos before I got an iPhone, and I don't know. We wanted to make some cool sound effects, but we don't have a whole lot of money.
So. It works. It adds a sort of ghosty feel to the tunes, even live in the studio here. You guys went through kind of an interesting period with a rather substantial issue before you, which is a complete band name change, right at the time that people were starting to come out to shows and see you a lot. And you did it, if I understand correctly, over the course of one festival?
Yeah, we did it live on stage. There was a sign that had our old name, and we announced it and switched the sign over, and that was the moment it happened.
Well, and then played another set later that day as
the
new name.
Band. Right.
We played one set as as two names. And then a second set as one.
Well,
as
for people that don't know your music or haven't put it all together, you guys used to be Poor Old Shine.
Yes.
And had a couple of albums out, or an EP and a full length out. And then what prompted this name change? It was the discovery through fans that there was this old racially insensitive term.
Yeah, right? Apparently some people had an issue with the word shine, which it was something that I had never heard before, and we actually got it from
a song lyric.
Yeah,
right?
From Ain't No More Cain, which was played by the band, and it's an old.
Lyle Lovett's done it, right?
Yeah. It's been done by just about everyone. It's a song we played in folk music clubs. So when we were mistaken as a band that day, and they said, like, "What's your band called?" We weren't going to tell them the Yukon Folk Music Society, but we loved that that name, and or we loved that song, and we just kind of chose the name from it. So, But we ended up changing our name to Parsons Field, which is the name of the town in Maine where we recorded our first two records and some of this new record as well, in an old farmhouse there with our producer, Sam Kassirer, who plays with Josh Ritter and has produced Lake Street Dive and all that. So he kind of helped introduce us to Eric and helped us form our sound from a very, you know, low-key club to becoming a band. And so that's kind of why we chose that name, and I feel it suits us.
I mean, other than the obvious of registering a new web domain and changing your Facebook page and all that sort of stuff, how logistically challenging was that for you guys? I mean, did it feel like you had to start over a little bit?
I think other people told us that we had to start over more than us ever deciding, us ever feeling as though we had to. I don't know, I guess it was just something that you know, we've never been, you know, we're not the Rolling Stones changing our name. We're just, you know, five guys that are playing music and doing what we do. So I don't know. It wasn't that scary for us. It was a big decision, but we knew the sooner we did it, the better. And it's been just fine. Mm.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do next?
We'll play Across Your Mind, track 3.
Across hill and plain, the river is my road. I'll ride to the sea. I've always been as I shall always be. But I am not hard to find. If you're having hard times, lay me down across your mind. Never catch me young, nor see me grow. But I am not hard to find. If you're having hard times, if you're having hard times, if you're having hard times, lay me down across your mind. Oh, lay me down. That bright blue day, burnt up and wind blown to join the waves. So long with the old road into the new. If you think of me sometimes, I'm never far from you. I am the sea, the deep dark sea. Old companion to 1,000 fleets, I'll hold your rock and I'll kiss each lonely shore. All that will come has come before, but I am not hard to find. If you're having hard times, if you're having hard times, if you're having hard times, lay me down across your mind. I'm in the willow, the oak, the campfire smoke, the heat that warms your hands. I'm
lay me down.
The robin, the crow, the bright eagle sparrow, the sound of your favorite band. In your angels, your demons, your Satan, your Jesus, the change in the seasons, the space that's between us. Your angels, your demons, your Satan, your Jesus, the change in the seasons, the space that's between us. Your demons, your Satan, your Jesus, the change in the seasons, the space that's between us.
That is music live in the JPR studios from the band Parsons Field. I read that you guys converted a former axe factory into a recording space. Was that a lot of manual labor, or did you just simply put some acoustic panels in there?
Well, the labor that was involved was mostly cleaning, because we showed up to this old space on the first day, you know, holding our instruments, expecting to get started playing, and we opened the door, and there was like an inch of dust on every surface. So we had to spend a couple days like sweeping and coughing before we were able to use it. But other than that, it was already a great space. The reverb was crazy. We had a couple rooms of different sizes. One was fairly large. The other one was more medium sized.
I mean, the kind of thing where you could you throw a football back and forth, or were they that large?
You could, but we care about our instruments and wouldn't want to throw footballs around.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be a little hard to bring the echo down in a room that big.
Well, that was the interesting part about it. I think one of the reasons we chose that space is because it had a really distinctive flavor acoustically, and we wanted to let that influence us. Because we had just moved back from Canada after doing this run of a play that we did the same performance like 300 times in a row or something, and we knew we wanted to do something different. Weren't totally sure which direction we wanted to go in, so we picked this as a kind of constant to shape it in some way. And it ended up being a really interesting thing to work around.
I'm glad you brought up the play. Ashland, obviously a big theater town, and you guys have been involved in theater. Tell me a little bit more about this production, The Heart of Robin Hood.
So it actually made its American debut right here at the Shakespeare
at OSF, yeah?
Yeah, and but it originally ran in London or Stratford at the Royal Shakespeare Company. But we were asked to come in after the run here in Oregon and write music for it and adapt some of the music from our first album to it when it was in Boston. And it wasn't something that we had ever done before, but I don't know, I guess since then we've been interested in figuring out different applications for our music, and we love being a touring band, but we also love being a part of something a little bit bigger. And so that's kind of what it provided us, and we wound up doing it in Boston and in Winnipeg and Toronto, and we were actually on stage in costume as playing ourselves, but in this you know, fictional world.
Sort of like wandering minstrels almost, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Who made the initial connection? How did the people putting on this play say, we need, if we go back in time, was it Poor Old Shine at the time, right? Like,
right.
We need Poor Old Shine to be these characters on stage making music for our play.
Well, it was being put on in Boston, and we're from that area. But I think they were looking for, I think they had it like a composed, more orchestral score before that when it was in England. And they were looking for something that was a little bit more American. And yeah, so I guess that's how we got in there.
And a couple of years ago, you guys had nice placement of one of your tunes, Weeds or Wildflowers on The Walking Dead. We've had a couple of people through here that have had songs on that show. I bet the fallout from that was rather encouraging. A few people watched that show.
Yeah, I've never received more text messages than I did when that episode aired. That was pretty crazy.
Did that happen before the band name change?
No, that actually happened this past season,
gotcha.
I think in March.
Because I was going to say, that would make it really tough if a bunch of people started discovering the music of a band that's technically no longer in existence. Right?
Yeah.
The transformation is a little tough.
You guys are big on Shakespeare around here. Rose by any other name, you know.
Exactly. Before I let you go, Antonio, I want to ask about this mandolin that you've brought in. Because
Oh, sure,
it is unlike anything I think I've seen. Tell me a little bit about this.
Which are you talking about, the resonator one?
Yeah,
or the,
yeah.
Yeah, this is a resonator octave mandolin. It's an octave below a regular one, and it's made by a guy out of Washington State who, his name is Ron Hyde. He's a woodworker, a really skilled woodworker, and his son is a metal worker, and they work on these projects together, and so they collaborated on this one. And it doesn't really sound anything like any other resonator mandolin I've ever picked up. I tend not to like those, the way those feel, but I fell in love with this one as soon as I tried it out. And we like having unusual toys to play with, so this was a perfect fit.
Well, we do have a number of percussion things strewn about the floor here in the studio as well for Eric to beat on.
He was beating
during
on
the
a
session.
Lot of them.
Well, it's a beautiful combination of both looks and sound encapsulated
Thank you.
In one instrument. Yeah. Parsons Field, my guest, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record is called Blooming Through the Black. You have one more for us?
Yeah, we're going to play that song that was on The Walking Dead.
Cool.
And this is called Weeds or Wildflowers.
Came alone to find a little peace of mind, neglecting all my duties, stepping off that straight line. Now I just sit by my front door filled with indolence and sounds. It's like I'm watching the weeds grow on my brow.
Instead of pure potential in a soiled white shirt. With love enough to kill me, but I was unsure of its worth. And though the night is sweetened by some rising of the moon, I've lived enough to know the battle's never proved. You pass something down, no matter where or how. Well, there be weeds or wildflowers, I fix up on your boughs. There's a crooked burning cigarette rolling on your tongue. Well, there be weeds or wildflowers when you're done. Burning cigarette rolling on your tongue. Will there be weeds or wildflowers when you're done?
It's Parsons Field live today on Jefferson Public Radio. An older tune, Weeds or Wildflowers, played live for us. Antonio Alcorn, you heard on mandolin. Chris Freeman on guitar, on vocals, on banjo on that one. Harrison Goodale back there on bass. Eric Hishman on an assortment of things on the floor for percussion. And Max Schacken on keyboards, vocals, and guitar. Parsons Field. Guys, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.